You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
There we go. This evening's edition brought to you by the one and only Thompson Whiskey New Zealand. Matt Thompson, being a man of many talents, has also got into the gin game. Because gin is on trend at the moment, right, mate?
Yeah. It's just the speedy little alcohol, eh? So it's such a quick turnaround on gin.
Quick. Well, yes, it is. And because of that, there's no excuse for a bad gin.
Right.
Like, the great thing with gin is you can adapt your recipe really quickly because you're getting immediate feedback. Like, if it's not good, where you just keep changing, and then you should have a really good gin.
You keep yours quite simple, don't you? Isn't it like four...
Oh, right, yeah. So the concept, thank you.
You're all right.
Okay. For that. So Thompson Whiskey's gin is called Victor Gin, and it's got a big V on the front. Mm-hmm. And the concept was, rather than 30 different botanicals that you can't pick out what they are, it'd be a kind of deconstructed gin with less botanicals, but more recognisable ones. So it's five botanicals: juniper, lemongrass, lemon zest, cardamom, and coriander.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, coriander. Slippery, yeah. Little coriander, man. Love that stuff.
It's quite heavy on the coriander, actually.
Can we just have a whiff, Matt?
Yeah, sure.
Now I'm kind of worried about I'm worried about the coriander a little bit now that you said that.
I thought of it like a craft beer, like an IPA. You're paying more for a craft gin, so you should get more. So there's a lot of juniper in there. There's a lot of lemongrass, lemon zest, you know. Mm. And so the Victor Gin...
Smells like gin. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely smells like gin.
It's got... My distiller found the Bombay Sapphire recipe. And No. And anyway, after we'd made that, he said, "Oh, I was looking online and I found the supposed Bombay recipe, right?" He's like, "We put in 30 times the amount of juniper."
What?
That's what.
Is
like,
juniper
kind of
like
juniper in it?
Is juniper kind of like garlic? It's like, no, you can't have too much of it. It's just good as.
Well, you can. I mean, as I say to people. You can have, if you wanted a light alcohol gin and tonic, you can have less of this, but you can still taste it because the botanical levels are high.
Nice.
And we've got a double gold at the San Francisco Spirits Competition. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest spirits competition in the world.
Just casually, yeah, double gold. Yeah, who cares? I mean, it's
how many gins entered?
I don't know. Well, a lot.
You don't care,
right?
Who cares?
We're
the first one.
It's the world, mate. It's the world champs.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just curious. Have you been to the world champs of gin?
Yeah.
That ranks us in the top 12% of those who entered.
But you've done the same with whiskey, haven't you? Is it the same?
We've got double golds for the whiskey as well.
Yeah, it's powerful, bro. Well done.
The greatest award we got was... We put in tender for a contract for Norway. All the bottle shops in Norway are owned by the government, and so they've only got so many spaces. And we didn't know this. Someone just said they've put out a contract tender for a new world gin, which was for Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa. And we submitted our gin, didn't think. Anyway, a couple of months later, we heard back, and we got it. We won the contract.
Oh, congratulations.
Did you get like a telegraph or like...
Great, another country's going to get all the gin. Well, sounds great.
Well, it was great. It wasn't just an award. They put in an order immediately. Yeah. And it was great. And so apparently, I've been over and seen it. Because I went there for the Oslo Whiskey Show. But they've got four top shelf gins that are around $100. Two Norwegian gins, Hendrick's and ours.
Far out.
Of four, we got one of them. So it's amazing.
Yeah. Nice little accolade.
Yeah.
Do you send them recipes and stuff for cocktails, or do you send them the gin and
just the gin? It's really sensitive over there. You're not allowed to overstick it with awards. I'm not allowed to go into a shop and go, "Hey, I made this gin."
It's a very New Zealand way to buy alcohol. How many medals is this mighty thing won?
Kiwis rely on it, I think. You know, the stickers. But I think it's nice if you are submitting it, then it is on the character of the actual product rather than the pretty stickers.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the great thing there is that, because from New Zealand and we're a small business, we wouldn't have the resource to go around pushing it. Mm. But no one's allowed to go around pushing it. So it's a level playing field with us and Hendrick's.
So what's the order like? Have you got new staff on and stuff?
Oh, we're totally freaked. No, it was like we won the contract and then we had to provide 3,000 bottles, you know, like...
Okay.
Like... 2 or 3 weeks later.
What's the recipe again?
And it was like, there was just, there was like more gin that we'd produced like in the year previous, yeah. You know, like.
Okay, but what's going on right now? You've got a blender on a massive table.
Okay.
You've got a big old sort of boiling pot there. You've got some apples sliced up.
So today we're doing a gin and juice. Mm-hmm. Timothy Martin from Mea Culpa suggested this years ago, and it's a great drink. So, also, you know, there's a whole lot of cocktails up here where there's ingredients that people don't have in things. Mm. But I think there'll be a lot of people at home with a Breville juicer or some kind of juicer, mm-hmm. an apple and some gin, and that's all you need. Mm-hmm. So we've got three kinds of apples, and we're going to work out which is the best.
I'm excited about the juicer.
So we've got Granny Smith, we've got lemonade, and we've got Gala. Mm. So again, three apples we're probably familiar with.
Surely Granny Smith.
Yeah. Granny Smith is usually for the win. It just has that bite.
Yeah, you don't want it too sweet. You want a little bit of tart. And so what I'm going to do, juice the apple, ice, gin, and just with a little bit of bitters on the top.
Okay.
All right.
Don't let me stop you.
Let's do it.
Juice.
Into a Breville juicer. And we're off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, check another one in there. He's not coring these at all. They're going in seed at all. It sounds slick. You've got a nice juicer. It's no joke. Also, it kind of sounds like a blimp a little bit. Okay, we're icing up some nice tall glasses.
Mm. Yeah, it's just a big drink. And conveniently, it's exactly an apple per glass.
One apple per glass. You've sort of free-poured some Victor gin into the bottom of each. We trust you know what you're doing. And what sort of bitters are you running this evening, Matt?
Oh, just Angostura bitters.
Angostura bitters.
But you could use... There's
do you,
other
do you think
bitters
the bitters are more for like the fragrance? Oh, he's a bit heavy on the old bitters there. It's not like a dash, it's more like half a pour.
Strong hand.
Well, this one's kind of a... When you use the gala...
Nice stirrer, love it.
Oh, yeah.
When you use the gala, it's a pinky drink, then it adds more pink to the top, and then just a little bit of sort of bitter other flavour.
Okay. Oh, look at that, mate.
Far out. So just one apple provides this much juice for my family. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, it smells great.
Oh, it's like cut grass.
Mm.
All right, should we go gala next?
Yep. Oh, mate, that is so nice.
It's amazing, eh?
It's fantastic.
Wow.
Son of a gun, you've done it again.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing right now? That's
We're
a red
doing
apple.
Gala.
You're doing gala apples?
Have you taken the sticker off? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, I did.
So are we like drinking these real fast and then drinking the next one?
Oi, have you plugged that into the right outlet? Because Rick said there's one outlet that'll...
I thought about this. I don't think a blender will pull as much power as a toaster sandwich maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring up some old shit. We nearly shut down BFM from making lucky tacos up here with the sandwich press. So we just... A little bit concerned about the blender, but that's a slick blender. Like, it's not even that intrusive. It's just like a lovely hum.
So I hadn't really thought about the portion size here. Like, if we're doing, we're trying
this
a few.
This is a sporting drink. Like, this is a...
But I'm sure if I just make you, like, three full size over the evening, you'd finish this.
Yes, yeah. So where ingredients are, a shot of Victor Gin, one... whole apple juice, basically apple of your choosing.
Look at the colour of the red bugger.
Yeah, it's an orangey. It's an orangey colour. Some ice in a tall glass and...
It's a home run.
Angostura bitters.
Yeah.
Matt, off air, you'd had a Granny Smith. What did you think?
I like the Granny Smith a lot.
Mm. It's very similar to like a kind of a lemonade popsicle in flavour.
Yeah. Try the gala. This is what we'd normally...
How's the head's even really good looking, eh?
Because like the gala kind of looks better, do you think? It's kind of pinky.
I'm looking forward to this apple moustache coming right up.
Oh, that's good as well.
Very smooth.
Definitely a bit sweeter. But I think with the Granny Smith, because I've started with something tart,
yeah,
I've just got you know, a taste for the tart.
The Granny Smith works with the gin a little bit better. It's all sharp.
The Gala has got the foam is just giving me more mouth feel.
Drinks are nice.
Drink yourself more of the gin. Get yourself another.
All right, and we'll go third and final, which is the lemonade. Lemonade apple.
A lemonade.
What colour is that?
He's putting a lot of weight to speak here, mate. That table is probably not rated for the...
For a moment, I thought Matt was wearing earmuffs, but he's just wearing headphones. Yes.
Oh.
So, is this something?
It does sound like a Cessna winding
do you,
down.
Do you knock these ones out at food shows and that sort of stuff?
We've done a few gin festivals, and we do this.
Man, this is a winner.
It's fantastic. Fantastic idea.
I reckon.
Do you know, I actually think
really simple.
One of your whiskies with a red apple would probably be banging. Have you considered that?
No, I have not. But perhaps we should do it next time.
Right on. All blender, please.
Man, Matt Thompson, you've probably worked up a bit of a sweat and a thirst.
Totally.
The colour is superb of these apples.
Hey, Matt, I'll tell you one thing. Over lockdown, I had a bottle of Victor gin, but it was the kefir lime one.
Mm.
Man, that is a great gin. I got it from Halitau. Little plug there.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. So the kefir lime is our next addition with the Victor gin. So it's the same as the Victor gin, but it's with the addition of kefir lime, which we distilled and added. And that's really nice as well. Mm. Again, it's heavy on the kefir lime, so you definitely
really
know
heavy,
it's got kefir lime.
Oh, the lemon's got a nice little bite. It's sort of, it's in between the Granny Smith and the, what was the red one? Good old fashioned rose.
Gala.
Gala.
Gins.
Maybe this one's got the sticker on. You're making a funny face.
I pulled all the stickers off. Yeah.
Mm.
I think they've all got their own sort of character, which is quite surprising. But I guess, you know, that's the reason they're different strains of apple.
I'm proud of apples right now, a little bit.
Different varieties. I reckon I would go with the Granny Smith.
Yeah,
if
okay.
I was going to impress.
Desert Island apple, though.
Yeah.
But if it was a really, really hot day in the middle of summer, I would go with the lemonade.
Somebody wants to know where they can buy your shit.
Oh, right.
I'm just reading what
thanks
people
text. Thanks, Dave Pearson. So Glengarry, of course, Carn and Finlay in town, fine wine delivery company. Kind of places that would stock, some craft gin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The recipe is simple, ladies and gents. It's basically an apple blended in a blender, and then you have you obviously chuck the Victor gin in there.
Yeah.
Just one part kind of buzz.
Yeah.
And then what else?
Just so one part is 30 mils.
A little bit of bitters.
30 mils Victor gin, one apple juice, ice, and a little bit of bitters. If you don't have the bitters, sure, that doesn't
just
matter.
Carry on.
I reckon the bitters is kind of the, makes it a bit classier. Yeah.
It seems like you're doing something.
It does.
You're actually making a cocktail then, rather than
but
gin
if you
juice.
Have a lot of different types of bitters, you can skew it in different directions. Mm. That's exciting.
Oh, so I just got a text come through. It's actually World
Gin Day. Have you got a text machine also?
I didn't turn my phone up. I'd just like to thank my lovely wife for reminding me.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. I was actually about to say cheers to your lovely wife.
It's World Gin Day on Saturday. So what a great occasion
what
to go
what a ridiculous day, though.
Buy a bottle of Victor gin.
What a ridiculous day to have.
And the Spirits Shop, which is one of the Glengarry's, which is on Jervoice Road, they'll be they're doing sort of an in-store thing, which is online with people making cocktails and stuff, and we'll be doing one of those.
Mint. Okay, so are you going to be doing this buzz? Do you think? You
might as well. Yeah, we will be.
There you go. Yeah. There you go, texters.
We're all on this buzz. Support local.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
I finished half of every single one of these.
Basically,
so I
basically drank all three of mine, so...
should probably get out of here and play a drink. And thanks to Thompson Whiskey.
I'll catch the 18 bus time.
Well, Victor Jin, actually, in this edition.
Thanks, guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.